Welcome back to the Roundtable. Sean Stone is our arts correspondent, our cultural correspondent, and he is with us this morning to tell us what's happening in area stages and screens. He tells us movies that he's seen. He has tells us about things that are coming up in our region, throughout our region, and it's a great pleasure to have you back. Good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
All right. So you saw one of the big summer blockbusters ended up.
Well, what happened was I had intended to see another movie, one of the new movies that was out this week, but my plans fell through twice. So it was just not meant to be that I was going to watch Michael Fassbender and Alicia Vikander suffer over Labor Day weekend. So instead, I said, well, what's still here? And I saw Bad Moms, which is, you know, part of the bad genre of movies. And it's actually pretty funny. It stars Mila Kunis as a much put upon super mom. She makes her kids breakfast. She does their homework for them. She puts up with her idiot husband. And one day she says, I've had enough. And it's got all the jokes you would expect. But it's one of those movies, like I said earlier about Ghostbusters this summer, the dialogue was better than it needed to be.
Yeah.
There was one scene where she's explaining to her son that he has to do his own homework now. She said, I don't want you to grow up to be one of those white males with privilege who forms a ska band and grows a hipster beard. And she goes on for like a minute, and it's really funny. And it works because the adults in the audience are, of course, enjoying that. But it worked within the movie because, you know, he's a teenager. He's not listening to anything she says anyway. He's just gauging how long she's talking as how serious she is about what she's saying. And at the end, he just says, all right, I'll do my homework. And it worked. And the movie was full of stuff like that. I was impressed.
Bad Moms and doing very well at the box office.
Yes.
All right. Now let's get on to what's happening. We're out of the summer season. We're into the fall season, if you will.
Yes.
Even though it isn't officially fall yet, but we have good stuff beginning with tonight.
There's an exhibit that opened, I believe, August 23rd at the Opelka Gallery, which is in the Sage campus on New Scotland Avenue in Albany. It's called Siona Benjamin, Beyond Borders. The opening reception is tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. There's an artist lecture at 5 p.m. The exhibit's up through October 9th. The artist is originally from India, and it's these really colorful paintings. She has a interesting cultural background, and she's sort of a citizen of the world, and it looks really cool.
It is all tonight, and then
also tonight at the Madison Theater in Albany, they're showing Josephine Baker's film Zuzu. It's in the mid 30s. It co-stars Jean Gabin, the great French movie star. It's going to be a panel discussion before that, talking about Josephine Baker's place in the cultural history of the 20th century, and that's at 8 o'clock at the Madison Theater.
All right. Also tonight at SPAC.
Be sure to go out and get the early bird special because this concert starts at 6:30 p.m. It's Heart, as we heard coming in.
Yes.
Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and Cheap Trick, which is basically like my senior year of high school.
Yeah, well, me too. Absolutely. You know. So let me ask you this question. Cheap Trick, just inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this past spring. Why are they opening? How does that work?
Heart has more hits, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe, you know, they would like to get to bed early.
It seems like a little bit of a diss to me.
It does. It does.
But anyway, I digress.
I've seen them a few times through the years, and they're always solid.
They're great. They do a great job. And I don't know. I've not seen Joan Jett since senior year of high school, so I don't know how that's holding up. But yeah,
Heart's still great. I saw them a couple of years ago at Proctor's. They're fantastic.
That's great. Okay, so it's a great show tonight. It's back.
Yes.
All right.
And tomorrow night at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, it's the great singer-songwriter Justin Townes Earl. Anthony D'Amato will be opening. That's 9 o'clock at Helsinki Hudson. Saturday night at the Underground at Proctor's at 8 o'clock. It's pretty much the best comedy show with Liz Mealy. She's the headliner. There'll be local acts opening. It usually sells out rive early. Saturday night at Upstate Concert Hall in Clifton Park, it's Southern Rock Night with Blackberry Smoke and Stolen Roads. And then Saturday and Sunday, it's the big touring company of Kinky Boots coming to Proctor's.
Yes.
Two shows Saturday and two shows Sunday. Right off their engagement at the Stanley Theater in Utica.
There we go. First Utica and then Schenectady.
Exactly.
And then the world.
And then the world. And then Monday night at the Pearl Street Nightclub in Northampton, it's Of Montreal, who are, of course, from Georgia, and Ruby the Rabbit Foot. Wednesday night, let's all go back to the 90s with Rob Zombie, guest DJ Gingerfish. He's at the Palace. Interestingly, I was looking at his little bio. He doesn't even mention his old band anymore. You know, he talks about it's all about his solo career and all of the movies he's directed. It's like White Zombie didn't exist.
Okay.
I always find that interesting, that how people look at their past. Well, here is someone who's embracing his past, Donovan, who's going to be at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall Wednesday night at 7:30. It's the Sunshine Superman 50th Anniversary Concert. Donovan's pretty awesome, so that should be a lot of fun.
50th anniversary, hard to believe.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. And then there are the new movies.
The big one, of course, is Sully, about the Miracle on the Hudson, directed by Clint Eastwood, starring Tom Hanks. I guess the special effects are pretty special.
Yeah. And now, okay, well, I guess, do I have time to go into, no, I don't think I have time to go into this. No.
Oh.
All right. I was just going to say, I didn't understand it because he wrote the book, and I thought that was sort of the tell-all, but then apparently there is information that wasn't even in his autobiography about what happened that he did share in the making of this film, so it's a different story than we had been getting before. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Save a little something for the movie.
That's right. Yeah. Even better.
Then we have the art house thriller Complete Unknowns, starring Rachel Weisz, the mainstream thriller When the Bough Breaks, and The Wildlife, an animated version of Robinson Crusoe told from the perspective of the animals on the island.
Well,
the animals look cute. I'm not sure whether the movie's any good.
Well, if the cute animals will sell a few
exactly
tickets. Sean Stone is our guest. He is our cultural correspondent. It's always a pleasure to have him on the program. Sean, thank you very much as always.
You're welcome.
Congressional Corner is next. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.